Queer Music Heritage
on KPFT in Houston.
Doll is a song that I feel sort of sums up an existence of anyone who is different growing up in elementary school and in high school, and sort of the liberation that hopefully one attains when they reach adulthood. And I wanted to write a pop song that had a sense of humor, but also that had something to say. You know, there's been so many people that have come to me and said, I played with dolls when I was younger, and that song really speaks to me.
Hey, guess who? I rode the short bus. Hey, guess who? I wore cowboy boots to school. Hey, guess who? My hair was big and my skin sucked. Hey, guess who? My lunch alone. I was the last one picked for the team. Shook to skin, you know you couldn't find me. I got a blue ribbon at the science fair. I wasn't cool enough, I wasn't hip enough for your clique to share. I am the freak, I am the fag, I am the weirdo one you couldn't stand. I am the geek, I am. You got straight A's when I was trying not to fail. You were at the dance, I was home watching Barbara Mendel. The yearbook called you the most likely to succeed. While I was sick that day, my photo's nowhere to be seen. I am the freak, I am the fag, I am the weirdo one you couldn't stand. I am the geek, I am. You beat me up when I was 10. So what? I played with dolls. I played with dolls. So what? I played with dolls. I played with dolls. I played with dolls. I played with dolls. Hey, guess who? You don't remember me. Hey, guess who? You're singing to my song right now. You see that you all have to think. That's true, what they say. The meek shall inherit the earth. I am the freak, I am the fag, I am the weirdo one you couldn't stand. I am the geek, I am the nerd. You beat me up when I was 10. So what? I play with dolls. I play with dolls. So
that song was called Doll, and it's the title track from the award-winning album by Kevin Cahoon. And before it started, you heard him talk about it. Kevin was one of the winners in June at the Out Music Awards, and that's what this show is all about. I'm J.D. Doyle. This segment is called Queer Music Heritage, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. But this month, I'm going to forgo the heritage part and bring you some of the best queer music to be released during 2005, because that music was honored at the Out Music Awards. Okay, if you're a fan of GLBT music and don't know about the organization Out Music, well, you should. It was founded in New York City about 16 years ago, intended to be a group of artists helping each other. In fact, their slogan is, Music Within Community and Community Within Music. This is the sixth annual awards event for Out Music, and it was held in New York City. It was several days packed full of artist showcases and performances leading up to the main awards event held at the Knitting Factory. I was honored to have been asked again this year to be one of the judges for the awards, and the show itself was a wonderful showcase of queer music. If you want to hear a more news-oriented report on the awards, complete with clips from the acceptance speeches, that story was aired on This Way Out earlier this month, but can also be heard on demand at my website. But for tonight, I'm going to try and keep my talking down to a minimum so I can fit in as much music as possible. You're going to hear quite a variety of music touching on a lot of different genres. And besides playing songs by the winners, you'll also hear some extras. Now, as I told you a few moments ago, I started off the show with Kevin Cahoon, a quadruple nominee for his album Doll. The Album Music Awards are nicknamed the OMAs, and he picked up his OMA for the category of Outstanding Debut Recording Male. The variety of the music of the winning albums makes itself clear right away with the category of Outstanding Debut Recording Female. The recipient was soprano Melissa Fogarty for her classical album Handel, Scorned, and Betrayed. From it, here's a little of a selection called CC del Gran Tirano. To admit, this is not a genre I gravitate towards, but when I was in New York, I got to see Melissa Fogarty perform, and she was amazing. Okay, I've told you who received the Album Music Awards for Debut Male and Female. Let's get to the more established male and female album categories. The OMA for Outstanding New Recording Male went to an artist who is no stranger to winning these awards. He won this same award in 2003, along with two others, for his album Out of the Loop. This time he won for a 2-CD album called Soul Sex, and his name is Mark Weigel. Now I want to add that besides being a wonderfully crafted and performed album, I think it's also a very brave album. Mark has always had the ability in his writing to touch the very core of various aspects of what it means to be a gay man in this country, but in this album he digs deeper. He sings about many of the sexual aspects that polite gay politicos would rather not discuss, but they are indeed part of the culture. With all that, many of the songs are not ready for radio, but I want to share one of them that certainly is, called And I Love Horses.
I know I am blessed as we race across this land. The wind is in our noses and the leather's in my head. I love the smell of sagebrush in the rain. I love that I can tell the season by the range. I love a land that's been shaped by nature's forces. I love my man and I love horses. I know sweat falls down on me, and after when we whisper, then I hold him while he sleeps. I love the sound of thunder in the night. I love when we make love just as the sky turns light. Take its courses. I love my man and I love horses. I the springtime doors and their speckled fawns. I love how life flows from nature's sources. I love my men and I love horses.
That was Mark Weigel. Next, for Outstanding New Recording Female, I happen to have been a judge in this category, and in my opinion, the competition was harder here than in any other. The artists not selected are all superb talents and included Leah Delaria, Jen Foster, Magdalene Sue Lee, Candy Kane, and Toshi Reagan. But I'm pleased with the result, as I love the winning album. It's by Nedra Johnson, and it's just called Nedra. And from it, here is a song also nominated for Outsong of the Year, Any Way You Need Her.
You know, there's many religions in the world, and people call on God in all kinds of different ways, and I believe it's by the intentions of your heart. God will hear your call, so all you gotta do is call. In any way you need God, I believe in my heart God will come.
Any way you need her, she will come.
Yeah. Intentions of your heart, know that you can call on God, and any way you need her, she will come. That's why I say Jesus is a lesbian, and any way you need her, she will come. And if for you to see the light, you got to be male, long blonde hair and white. Sing hallelujah, I know she'll come.
Any way you need her, she will come.
Hey, yeah.
Any way you need her, she will come.
By the intentions of your heart, know that you can call on God. And any way you need her, she will come. Come on, big bro, tell him what you know. Jesus is a fierce gay man, and anytime you can, I know he can. But if for you to see the light, you gotta be asexual and white. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he will come.
Any way you need her, she will come.
I say she, cause she might be what I need
any
when I need her.
Any way you need her, she will come.
I know she'll come. By the intentions of your heart, or you can always count on God. And
any way you need her, she will come.
That was a little of Any Way You Need Her by Nedra Johnson. And as the Out Music Awards expanded to 15 categories this year, that's more to cover, so unfortunately I won't be able to play complete songs, but I will give you a good taste of the quality of the music. And one of the new categories was for Inspirational Recording. Now this does not just encompass religious-oriented albums, as the nominees also included spoken word and political recordings. But the winning album was indeed a spiritual one by Marcia Stevens, who now goes by Marcia Stevens Pino, adding on the last name of her partner, Cindy. 2 years ago, Out Music gave Marcia a special recognition award, and I think it's very neat that now she got an award for one of her albums. Here's a little of the title track from that album, You Called Us Good.
Created in your image, from heaven's point of view, you made us all so different, and yet we're just like you. You know us best, yet love us most. Imperfect works of art, others see the outer shell, but you know us by heart. You called us good.
You called us good.
You called us good. Brought peace into our lives, no other could. You looked on all you made and called us good.
You called us good. You called us good. You called us good.
I'm going to make a musical jump to another new category this year for Out Music, the one for Outstanding Video. Well, you can see the video on the artist's site, but of course all I can do here is share a bit of the music. Here's Caswell with Do You Wanna Break Up?
Well, do you wanna break up, baby? Because I'm not really feeling the way that I was. And if you notice that I haven't called you back lately, maybe we got something, but our song ain't that great. And do you wanna break up, baby? Because I'm not really feeling the way that I was. And if you notice that I haven't called you back lately, maybe we got something, but our song ain't.
Well, I admit the night we met, I was heels set over. But that's when I was drunk, and now I'm sober. You asked me to come over to your love shack. You had an ass to smack, and I like it like that. So one thing led to another and another. I guess I was a sucker for your olive skin. Skin after enough gin. Next thing we're having dinner, brunch, lunch. Before I know you're calling U-Haul to ask
how much for a truck. But all I want to do is.
Okay, that's about all I can play of that song without attracting the attention of the FCC. That was Caswell. He has another very interesting video called I Buy My Socks on 14th Street. And from hip hop, we're going next to punk for the group Triple Cream. They received the OMA for Outstanding New Recording by a Band for their album This Might Hurt. From it is Brooklyn. And as you've seen, the recipients of the awards this year span many genres of music, but it was an especially good year for classical music. You've already heard that Melissa Fogarty won for Debut Female Album, and there were two more classical winners. Composer David Del Tredici won for Outstanding New Recording Instrumental for his creation, Paul Revere's Ride.
March by land or sea from the town tonight. Hang a lantern aloft in the very arch of the North Church Tower as a signal light on if I land and to if I sea. And I on the opposite shore will be ready to ride and sing the
to me, and to all.
And sharp listeners noticed that I switched in the middle to Mozart Symphony No. 41. That was from an album by Boston Baroque. It was one of three albums produced by Thomas C. Moore, and the work on those albums got him the Out Music Award for Outstanding Producer. And as long as we're jumping from genre to genre, up next is the category of Outstanding New Recording by a Chorus or Choir. And I thought it was pretty neat that it was won by a group that had the first ever recording by a gay chorus in 1981. That's the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, and they also won this award last year. And this year they had two albums nominated. But they won for their Christmas album, Home for the Holidays, Live at the Castro Theater. From it, here's a touch of Coming Out on Christmas. While in New York, I took lots and lots of photos of the artists I met and saw perform. And at my site, you can see photos of the winning albums and the artists, and find links to their sites. My site, of course, is at www.queermusicheritage.com. And this is a good time to remind you to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night, Sunday morning, from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT Houston. It's Queer Radio with Attitude.
Queer Music Heritage
on KPFT in Houston.
And I want to thank the group The Bootlickers for making me that wonderful intro that I also used to start the show. I'm going to take a break from the competitive awards to let you know about the special recognition awards given out this year by Out Music. The Outstanding Support Award was given to Kathy Reiser, who for the last 10 years has been the host and producer of Out Loud and Queer on WJFF Radio Catskill in Jeffersonville, New York. She's also the founder of a now annual event called Day to Be Gay in the Catskills, celebrating its 6th year this September. Another special recognition award was given to Junior Vasquez. His name is hardly new to fans of dance music due to his expertise as a DJ, remixer, and producer of both famous and new artists. And the last honorary award is one a bit closer to my heart. It's the Out Music Heritage Award, which went to Tom Wilson Weinberg. In the late 70s, Tom began singing queer-themed songs in gay coffee houses in Philadelphia, which led to his 1979 album, Gay Name Game, one of the earliest of that genre. He also brought queer lyrics to musical theater for several productions, including The 10% Review and Get Used to It, and continues with new projects to this day. On a more personal note, to the best of my memory, Tom's music was the first lyrically gay music that I ever heard. I was fresh out of the closet and living in Norfolk, Virginia, and a gay group I was active in brought Tom down from Philadelphia for a concert. In fact, he and his lover John were my house guests that weekend. There are a lot of songs by Tom that I could pick to share with you, but I've always liked this one called My Leviticus.
Man shall lie with man if they both want to. Woman shall lie with woman if they want to. And at the very least, beast shall lie with beast if they both want to. That's my Leviticus. Women shall take the lead if they want to. Men may spill their seed if they want to. Those who wish to rate don't need to procreate if they don't want to. That's my Leviticus. A word is due here for the children, for they have nothing to repent. And who came up with the idea that children can't consent? They can if they want to. Walking hand in hand shall be the custom. Peace throughout the land shall be the rule. And those who wish to love shall follow the above, if they want to. That's my Leviticus.
From his 1979 album, Gay Name Game, that was Tom Wilson Weinberg, who back then just went by Tom Wilson. I've not mentioned yet that Alex Olson and Ari Gold were the very capable co-hosts of the Out Music Awards ceremony, and they both received awards in past years. Alex Olson is a spoken word artist, a folk poet, and a queer artist activist, and Ari Gold is a chart-topping pop and dance singer-songwriter. Of course, they both performed during the awards ceremony, and I want to share a little of what the audience enjoyed. First, Alex does one of her most acclaimed works called Independence Meal, and she's backed up on keyboards by Luke Parkin, a nominee for Outstanding Instrumental Album.
It's the 4th of July in Denver. The men are lined up for their Independence Meal. It's a lonely single file, it snakes around the block. It's a packed up picnic dinner prepared for those that Liberty forgot. And the brown box goes swollen around the treetops like the flashing types of my Soul City cops, who don't like my bumper stickers or the state that I am from. But it's the state of my head that mostly offends them, distinctly diagrammed on the ass of my station wagon. And the works of fire take their shape, big blue stars that crumple and fade. It's a super sparkly air raid. And the sky hangs false with the burden of proof, begrudging allegiance to a twilight that burns. And the red glare of liberation is blinding, and the line of hungry men is slowly unwinding for their independence meal. Their independence meal.
Ari Gold is a two-time Out Music Award winner, but I want to share part of his appearance that was on a much more serious level. Leading up to his song, here are part of his remarks about his friend and Out Music member, Kevin Aviance.
This is sort of on a somber note, and I didn't really prepare what I was going to say, so I hope that I don't start crying, because I've been pretty emotional all day about this. We were supposed to have somebody presenting the award to Junior today, who is a phenomenal artist, really one of my favorite performers in New York City and ever. His name is Kevin Aviance. Kevin has had tons of number one singles on the Billboard charts, and he has been inspiring people, gay people, in all over the world. He goes performing all over the world and really brings something that is indescribable, and really that sense of community that we've been talking about tonight. I mean, nobody does that to me more than Kevin, actually, as far as bringing people together and making you feel like we're in this together. Unfortunately, on Friday, Kevin was the victim of a gay bashing. And he's okay, he's fine. He had to undergo some surgery for his jaw. He was beat a few times in the head, and he's going to be fine. He couldn't come here, obviously. So my thoughts and our thoughts and prayers go out to him. You know, it's stuff like that happens to us that reminds us of why we're here and why we're doing what we're doing and why we're fighting for the same rights, equal rights and human rights, and why we choose to be out as artists Hopefully one day we will not have to be reminded in that way. This is a song about that.
Hate will subside and love will take over. After the moon shifts the tide, that's when love will take over. Love will take over. You may not believe it if you think there's something better out there in this world. You just got to feel it. Something undeniable deep in your soul. Don't we still need peace? We will find a way to make it a better day. Don't we still have hope? Not gonna let them bring us down. We're gonna turn our world around. Hate will subside, love will take over. After the moon shifts the tide, that's when love will take over. Can't run or hide, love's here to take over. Now, it's all we have left to decide. Love will take over, love will take over.
Again, that was Ari Gold performing live at the Out Music Awards, doing an acoustic version of his dance hit, Love Will Take Over. This is my annual tribute show to the winners of the Out Music Awards, and I always like to set aside a little time to play some music by artists who were nominated but did not win. I'm going to use a producer's prerogative in playing them because I think they are artists you should really get to hear. So I've picked four who were nominated in a variety of categories. I just love their albums and want to share these songs from them, so I am squeezing in about a minute or so of each one. First up is a double nominee, the duo Wishing Chair, with their album Underdog being nominated for the duo or group category, and this song, Outlaw Wedding, for Out Song of the Year.
See, I wear a ring. You want to know what gives us the right, what authority we can show. I do my best for her, she does her best for me. 9 years steady, we're a family. A family. When she calls my name, tobacco barn, 100 friends and family doing grievous harm, upsetting the government, breaking the law. Was the best time you ever saw.
Levi Christ was nominated for New Recording Male and Songwriter for his wonderful album One of the Ones, and his song Man Out of Me was nominated for Out Song of the Year. I think it's an important song, as it deals with the almost secret subject of domestic abuse in a gay relationship.
Something that I never said, a story that I've never shared. I was only 20 years old, he was a love affair. Soon became a humble home, wrecked with animosity.
Sing it.
Took it to the bottle, turned around and took it out on me. And I was just a boy, a scrawny little boy, a naive, faggot little boy, too confused by love to leave.
confused by you to see that you're a maniacal, certifiable. It's comical. When I'm looking back, I see you've made a man out of me.
Man Out of Me by Levi Christ. And Levi gave me a terrific interview for my January show. And you can hear the whole song and him talk about it there. And I've got to share with you a little of the song that got Brian Lane Green a nomination for Out Song of the Year. It's called Dad and Me, and is the true story of how he and his father had very different approaches to being gay.
I was raised in a town of 30,000 in the hills of Tennessee. Went to church on Wednesday, twice on Sunday. Religion is in my genealogy. Son of a preacher with his own set of secrets. Hope I learned from his history. Exactly the same and yet very much different. That is my dad and me. What would you do if your father sat you down and said, son, we share the same tendency? When he was young, he was afraid of what he wanted. Got married to be like other families. It must have been hard keeping all those secrets. I clearly understand that part. One last attempt to be close to his son. That is why he tried to open up his heart. Same eyes, same nose, same blood, same name. But now I know I'll live my life and it won't be filled with shame.
Brian Lane Green and Dad and Me from his album Waiting for the Glaciers to Melt. Billy Porter has been acclaimed for his performances on Broadway, television, and of course his live shows. And one of his live shows was captured on his latest album called At the Corner of Broadway and Soul. It got him a nomination for Outstanding Recording Male, and from it, well, I can't resist playing this next song. I've loved this song since 1982 when Jennifer Holliday made it her own in the Broadway show Dreamgirls, but I never thought I'd get a legitimate chance to include it on one of my shows. Here's Billy Porter.
And I am telling you, I'm not going. You're the best man I've ever known. There's no way I could have a girl. No, 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 no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you. I'm not living without you. I don't wanna be free. I'm staying, I'm staying. And you, and you, and you, you're gonna love me. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going by Billy Porter. And this set concludes with the song Out of the Rain by Darren. It's from his album Anything is Possible, which was nominated for the Debut Male Album Award. I think this is a terrific album, and his live performance opening the awards ceremony was dynamite.
You woke up this morning, living someone else's life, wearing someone else's shoes, talking someone else's lies. It seems like you've lost your mind. Now your life's just a compromise. In the mirror's another smile that you don't even recognize. When you feel you're all alone with the monsters in your mind, you don't feel you have the strength to leave them all behind. All you need to do is call me, and I'll be there to bring you into the sun. And out of the rain, when you're looking for a friend with a shoulder to cry on, all you need is to be held to make it all be gone. And all you need to do is call me, and I'll be there to bring you into the sun.
That was Darren from his album Anything is Possible. One of the new and very interesting categories at the Out Music Awards this year was for Outstanding Album Design. The winning album was White Trash Girl by Candy Kane. Those listening to my show on the internet can see the album, and I think the music's a winner as well. And that got her a nomination for Outstanding New Recording Female. From it, here's a bit of Candy Kane and What Happened to the Girl.
She had the cutest Mona Lisa smile. I thought I had the time to try and make her mine. Something about her I just can't explain. Like a faded dream, don't even know her name. She seemed to be a long lost friend, and when she took my hand, I thought that I was in. She was sitting there all alone. She said, just take me home, and then she was gone. What happened to the girl I met here? Since I saw her, I can't forget her. What happened to the girl I met here? What happened to the girl?
Okay, back to the awards for new music. We've got four categories to go. For the category of Outstanding New Recording for a Band or Duo, it seems all the members of the group Girly Man have to do is release an album and they get this award, which they've done three times now. This year they did it for their album called Little Star, and their song Young James Dean also picked up a nomination for Out Song of the Year. You'll just love their harmonies.
In the back of a camouflage truck, they locked me in. The material I was full of rage no one could handle, but I was saved right in the army. All the real girls with their backs turned called me crazy.
From their album Little Star, that was Doris Muramatsu, Tylan Greenstein, and Nate Borofsky, who make up the group Girly Man. Always a very competitive category is that for Songwriter of the Year, and this year the recipient was Toshi Reagan. From her album Have You Heard, here's a delicious sample of the song Didn't I Tell You?
That you feel no pain.
once you're gone, you'll be back again. Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you that you want some? Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you it would be all young? Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you this is what I do? Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you that my love was true? Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you it would be alright? Didn't I tell you? Don't you wanna be with me tonight? Didn't I tell you? If your time is your own, if you're sure as the day is long, let me tell you about my love. Let me tell you. The sun full of fire. My love is a cooling rain. Come on over now, get what you desire. Come on over, feel no pain. Feel no pain. Oh, baby. Feel no pain.
Before we get to the last two categories, I've got a special treat for you. At one of the artist showcases held as part of the Out Music Awards, one of my very talented friends, Freddie Freeman, sang a new song that he wrote as a tribute to Out Music. I loved it, and though he had not recorded it at that point, I immediately pleaded with him to do a recording of it so I could share it on this show. Good guy that he is, here's Freddie Freeman and the song Out Music.
Boy had a desire to tell the truth about the way he loved. Listen to his muse and pour the truth in the song, giving birth to his passion and desire. When he spoke his truth, no demand in a business suit, said, hey boy, you really got a sound. I can book your tour, cut your record, get you signed. All you gotta do is push it up and change those pronouns around. Our hero looked him in the eye and said that'd be a big fat lie. But is it worth if I'm not true to who I am? Me and my brothers and my sisters and our friends don't need to play by your rules anymore. You will hear our voices as they rise up. Girl, she had a way with words, and she would paint with them quiet afternoons. She had a voice and opinions, and she held hands with her girlfriend. Didn't matter if everyone could see. She played her guitar at the local bar, singing songs about her girl. She really had a sound. Woman came up to say, you could be a big star. All you gotta do is wear some lipstick and change those pronouns around. Our girl looked up from the floor and said, that's not what I do this for. Music is my life and it's part of who I am. If I change to fit an image, it's not truthful anymore. What's the use in being famous if I'm not me? You will hear our voices as they rise up in song, and one day they will grow much too loud to
down for far too long. Our heartbreaks, our laughter and desire, telling the stories of the ones we love, the passion that's fine. Our music, our stories of our lives, out of the darkness that has held us down for far too long. Into the brilliant light of day, out of the shame, out of the fear, out of the past, out through music.
Again, thanks to Freddie Freeman for recording that song especially in time for this show. The remaining two categories are perhaps the most revered of the awards, because instead of being determined by panels of judges, they are voted on by the members of Out Music. The categories are for Out Musician of the Year and Out Song of the Year. The Out Musician of the Year honor is not only for an artist's music, but also for their activism and community involvement. And this year's recipient is Robert Urban. Robert's a tireless promoter of queer music and has produced many live concerts showcasing GOBT artists, including all transgendered artist shows. And he's also a writer, contributing articles on queer music to a number of internet websites, getting the word out about artists who need to be heard. And of course, he's a musician, and definitely he can rock, backing up many GOBT artists when they need assistance. And he's released a number of albums. From Robert's latest album, Rock Widow, here's a little of the song, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Brings us to the last category, Out Song of the Year, for the song that best speaks to our GOBT experience. This year there were 10 songs nominated, which made it a very tough field, and again, these were voted on by the Out Music members. I know I had a hard time deciding my choice. Before we hear the winning song, I want to thank you all for tuning in. And while I'm sure you can tell I'm a little biased, I definitely recommend you visit the Out Music website at www.outmusic.com to find out more about this organization and to get acquainted with the more than 400 artists who belong. So if, like me, you think queer music is more than the music you hear at circuit parties or that of divas and show tunes, you should visit the Out Music site. And of course, I've got to plug my own site again at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can see photos of the artists and recordings, and also about 260 candid photos I took at the awards and related events. And if you have a high-speed connection, you can hear the actual Out Music Awards show and much more. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. That'll be another of my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play shows, a continuation of the excursion I started on last month's show. The artist who won for Out Song of the Year is Jen Foster, and I love her album, The Underdogs. That album also got nominations for Producer and Outstanding New Recording Female. By the way, she won in the category for Debut Female 2 years ago for her album Everybody's Girl. I first heard her song The Underdogs when I was judging for the awards, and it was one of those songs that when I finished listening, all I could say was, wow. And I've since interviewed her, and I want to share with you her comments on the song. Here's Jen Foster introducing her song that received the award for Out Music Out Song of the Year, The Underdogs.
It's a series of little vignettes about the various kids that I knew in school that didn't quite fit in, and each one didn't fit in for different reasons. You know, the kid in the first verse is named Billy Sims, and he didn't fit in because of a speech impediment. And, you know, the second verse is about a girl named Cindy Sloan, and, you know, she was just a little bit different, a little bit, some kids would call her off. And so, you know, she would hang out in the lunchroom and nobody would sit with her. The third verse is about a guy that I went on a date with in high school named Judson Tate, and it turned out that we were both gay, and we both sort of revealed that secret to each other and didn't fit in and related to each other. And so I always related to the kids that were outsiders in school. And even though I was kind of, you know, I don't know that you would call me a popular kid, but I just, you know, always was very sensitive to kids that were different, probably because of the experience of being gay in high school. It wasn't as open back then as it is today. So I definitely just always related to those kids, and this song is a tribute to them.
Second grade, Billy Sims, playing out by the jungle gym. All the boys laughed at him for some sort of speech impediment, and they knocked him down, and I pushed them off, and they kicked our asses, 'cause we were the underdogs. Cindy Sloan, eating in the lunchroom all alone. They called her strange, but I could see that she was just different like me. So I asked her over, and she blew me off. It made perfect sense to me, 'cause
underdogs. When everyone's above you, there's nowhere you can go. senior year, Billy Sims, his parents said it was an accident.